95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, Daytona's beer station up in here. The Morning Hog brings Josh from SR Parade. Hi, buddy.
Hey, bud.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing us some good beers.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. During the break, we were kind of doing a little extra, got a little extra helping you gave us of that Tampa Bay new strawberry stuff.
Yeah.
Man. That's damn good. I don't know if you can top that. You want to try to top it? Go ahead. Try to top it, man.
We don't got to top it. We just got to have more beer.
All right. Let's have more beer then.
There you go.
All right. Crack something open. What are we getting into?
This one is brand new for us. Sweet. This is Sierra Nevada's Powder Day IPA.
Really?
So it's their new spring season.
New beer?
It sounds delicious.
I haven't had this yet.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited.
I love it. I love when we get a debut.
So this jumps up in ABV a little bit. Okay. The last two we did were around 5%. This guy's going to be 7.7.
Seven, yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So we're getting up there.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm expecting some big hop flavor in this one.
Yeah. I do absolutely love the Sierra Nevada hoppy beers.
I buy their
samplers.
Me too.
I recently bought one of those winter bottled sampler, 4-pack or 12-pack.
Oh, wow. Flavors. Have you seen their new sampler out there?
Atomic
torpedo in
there. I have that. Okay, okay. That's the one.
Yep.
That's in my fridge.
It's a brand new sampler. Yes. We'll bring Atomic Torpedo on sometime soon.
Okay.
But they do have a new sampler out there, so check it out.
Yeah, it's so good I licked the bottle. I just want to say that.
This is like hitting the ground at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, no shying away from hot flavor.
No. Oh, you get that right away.
Yep, right on the tongue.
Fifth gear.
And it does linger, but in a good way. The bitterness isn't lingering. The hop flavor is.
This is a softer hop attack. It's not biting.
But tons and tons of flavor.
Yeah.
This is double dry hopped. They're adding hops later in the process. That way you're getting all that flavor.
Okay.
And not nearly as much of that bitterness. And they're using something called lupulin powder.
Okay.
So
can I get both of that? Sure.
And there you go. So you've seen, obviously, pollen on plants.
Yes.
Well, hops have something similar, which is that lupulin. And they have a process where they spin these hops out and it gets all that powder.
Okay.
And then they use that in the beer. So super concentrated hop flavor with not necessarily all that bitterness. There is bitterness in this beer, but it's nowhere near.
No, it's not.
Other ones out there. So it's really nice to have all those flavors, the citrus flavors, kind of like stone fruit.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's really, this is exceptional.
That's a great change.
This is an flavor beer. No, yeah. This is obviously as a standalone. This is not in a sampler, so we can go get six of these.
Correct. So there are 6-packs and 12-packs.
Yeah.
Publix, Total Wine, ABCs. I believe they're going to have a little bit of a sale here shortly at Publix. A dollar or two off per 12-pack.
Okay.
So keep your eyes peeled for that.
So Steve and I make it a weekly thing.
Yes, we do. To
scout our
every
SR
Thursday
products at Publix. Yep. Yeah, that's right. We save change every week. That's a great beer, man. Wow. Okay. And Sierra Nevada, always, this is the thing. Like when we go over to Dave and Buster's.
You get that hazy little thing, don't you?
Hazy little thing.
They don't even have to ask us. Right. They already got
we
it cracked
showed up
open
Sunday?
And they're handing it to us.
Yeah.
We're going to be going over there again Sunday. We'll be over there to watch some football. And we will show up and they will hand Steve and myself a Sierra Nevada.
That's right.
Do the Titans play which day? Do we know?
Tomorrow.
Titans play tomorrow, yeah.
All right. So
Sunday's the Bucks, the defending champs. Do you think Tom Brady would be successful if he were named Todd Brady? Do you think?
Todd Brady?
No.
And his famed wide receiver, whatever his name is, Ron Gronkowski?
It wouldn't be as famous. Wouldn't be as good. Ron Gronkowski, he's got like 10 catches on the season. You know, 50 yards.
So namesakes matter?
Dave Marino. Never made it to the Super Bowl.
Think about it. Have another beer and then think about it some more.
I'm going to. That's going to haunt me for a little bit.
Well, sadly, there's only one more beer in this segment. What are we getting into next?
It's our friends over there at Terrapin.
Ooh. Oh, hi. Hi, buddies up in the ATL and the ATH.
So this is Terrapin's Blood Orange Dreamsicle.
Oh,
so
man.
We've had their Dreamsicle line before with different flavors. I believe we've had peach.
Yes.
I believe we've had mango. And this is their first time doing Blood Orange.
Blood Orange.
So I'm pretty excited for this.
I've always been intrigued by the Blood Orange.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just the general fruit.
Very mysterious.
Is it the name?
It is.
The name, and the availability.
Is it evil? You know, is it friendly? You know, is it... blood is life, so is it... could we call this the life of beer? Maybe. We could call it that if you want to.
Now, there is something that Steve's been pretty good about pinpointing beers in the past, and I'm curious if he can pinpoint it this time.
All right. Is this something... Is a flavor profile thing?
Kind of.
I know what it is. That's I got it.
Yeah.
Lactose.
Bingo.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't get it at first.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little bit on the back
very, end. Very, very small amount on the back end. You got it.
This is that the Dreamsicle thing, right? That's exactly. The whole line has that? Okay.
So this is a milkshake IPA. So they're using milk lactose, or milk sugars, rather, which is lactose, to make the mouthfeel on it a little bit thicker.
Yes.
Add some, they're back sweetening it with it as well, so you get some sweetness in the background. The orange flavor is very pronounced in this.
It is.
Extremely.
Yes.
Very good.
Not sweet, though. Smooth.
Right.
So different.
I guess the blood orange is the difference of it in a normal zesty orange or a sweet orange. This has got a whole different depth to it, maybe.
Hmm. There you go. I like that. So this clocks in at 7.9%.
Oh, look at that.
It's good.
That'll knock your dingle in the dirt.
Right. Tell him, Steve. By the way, this is a beer that comes to you from the center of the college football championship city of the world. Yes.
That's right.
Can I get some applause? I like more than that, but all right, it's fine. Anyway, yeah,
okay.
The Dogs won the national championship. I don't know if you saw that or not, but that's where the brewery's located.
I'm aware because my cousin actually goes
to Georgia.
Yep,
really.
And we met her at the brewery.
Oh, that's right.
So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
This is really good.
And then Josh has actually been. You know, there is baseball season just around the corner, and of course, there is that Terrapin brewery at the Brave Stadium.
That is correct, right? And it's awesome. Oh, wow. It's kind of their experimental.
So jealous.
Brewery where they get to do smaller batch stuff and test it on large crowds, see the reception is, and then they'll move it to the larger brewery if it does well.
Look at that, you
that's
guys.
Not oh, a bad goodness. Idea.
Boy, that's a great one. So that beer, along with the rest of them, where should we chase them down, man?
So Cold Snap and the Tampa Bay, like I said, and the Sierra Nevada will all be in Publix's for sure.
Sweet.
Total Wine, ABC's, Local Independence. The Terrapin will be a little bit harder to track down. Total Wine for sure. And Local Independence, but definitely check out the website.
You mean srprod.com/beerfinder?
That would be the one I'm talking about.
I totally knew that. See? I haven't had that much beer. I knew exactly what we're talking about. All right. Let's pick some games, dude. You ready for this? By the way, Josh is still in a fantasy league.
I am, man.
Somehow he's still like, his fantasy league keeps going on all the way to the Super Bowl. You want Joe Burrow or you want that bumpkin from Tennessee this weekend?
Hey,
what?
Watch it, man.
I'm going to go with Burrow just because I think he's going to score more points.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, Burrow's going to score more points, yeah. I'm going to think that, I definitely think Aaron Rodgers will score more points than the 49ers this weekend. But
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, I do too. And then Tampa Bay, can Matt Stafford beat Tampa Bay? Yes, but he won't.
But right? He won't, no. Yeah,
he ain't going to.
Tom Brady's got a horseshoe in his b-hole. And then you got the Bills at the Chiefs.
That's going to be a good game, I hope.
That game could be 70-69.
Right.
It could be like a basketball score.
But we just watched a whole bunch of blowouts, essentially, in the last round. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
I got Buffalo.
I have Buffalo as well.
I'm taking the Chiefs 9-6.
I have Buffalo 6-3.
It's going to be the same score as when the Jaguars beat the Bills. What the hell? Did that happen?
Imagine,
is that reality? Are you real?
The Jag beat the Bills.
Right, the Bills who are probably going to be in the Super Bowl. All right, there you go. Well, see, we got some football with our beer. This is good. We're going to be
fantastic.
And, of course, High Noon today, we'll be enjoying some SR Perot brews, perhaps, at Gary Yeoman's Ford.
There you go.
Touchdown throwdown party. We'll see you next week. I understand you're bringing in some special guests, right? Are you going to tell us what it is?
Nope.
Oh, man!
You'll
see. All right. Well, until then, cheers.
Cheers.